Does your father-in-law have, does his family have a history of living forever?
How have you been?
On his side, yeah, his side does. They live pretty long.
Only thing.
He's had a heart attack. They wanted to put in a stent. He's had quadruple bypass surgery.
I've not even been up to see it because I thought it was off limits.
Just to do the angiogram.
I've spent quite a bit of time there, actually.
Kill one thing or another, right?
That's right. So they just got him.
Well, I just walked in and out of city council.
So he's doing fine.
Well, I have to find this email so that you can see, because I tried it twice.
I apologize for being late.
We haven't started.
You got the memo.
We don't have the person, oh, they have.
Row wearing plaid checker. The males are.
I think I'm gonna need some help today.
You guys.
Robert saw that.
Like three, oh my heck, four or five of you.
Hey, Ryan.
Yes.
Looking at the email.
Really couldn't have been asleep if you were in a meeting.
No.
Eddie, Andrea?
Was not asleep.
Or is just booting up?
Looked like you're like.
Give me the high sign when you.
Wasn't my favorite meeting.
I can imagine.
This is your favorite meeting.
This is my favorite meeting.
That's what I thought.
Do you have your shovels in the corner?
No.
One brother.
Hey, Ryan, how you doing?
So we don't want that to dump out. That would be a mess.
No, there's lots of stuff that.
They should just call a woman's purse a scout survival bag or something.
Have you been able to eat and sleep?
All right, let's get our meeting underway. Andrea says she's ready. Our agenda, our few. So, first off, I'd like to invite anybody who may be here. We only have two guests. And I expect that they're here for a merit badge requirement or an advancement requirement in scouting. So you're welcome to be here, and we're glad you're here. Is anyone here want to make a comment regarding anything for the city, for our benefit? That's not on the agenda. Guess not. All right, let's move on to item number two. We're going to consider a conditional use permit for Dent Recon, LLC. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay.
This says 10 minutes on it, so I'm going to start the clock. Just kidding.
Pretty straightforward. So we've got a request for a conditional use permit to operate a body, automotive body paint and interior repair and maintenance facility at 470 West 100 North. On September 27th, 2011, Ellison Auto Body and Custom Paint received a conditional use for the same location and the same unit. However, they closed their business license March 28th, 2012, and the use has since been vacated, which requires this applicant to come forward again to receive a conditional use approval. The applicant is proposing to lease 2,500 square feet of an existing four-unit, 12,000 square foot building. Dent Recon provides paintless dent repair and cosmetic painting services and has two full-time employees on site. Staff has researched the parking at this location from previous applicants and determined that the site is legal non-conforming. Currently, city staff has determined that at least 10 standard parking stalls and one handicap stall with a loading zone could be provided on site given the constraints with the site configuration. A site visit last Thursday confirmed that the parking on site is in order and all the striping is there that's required. The applicant is not proposing any outdoor storage at this location. They have submitted a commercial business license application and that is currently under review. South Davis Fire Metro Agency had a few outstanding issues on their end of approvals for the business license. However, those were addressed on Thursday during the site visit. So there are no longer any fire code issues on site. So the DRC recommends approval of this conditional use permit with one condition, that the parking along the east edge of the main building shall be parallel parking that is 9 feet by 24 feet and a 15-foot aisle width shall be maintained between the east edge of the parallel parking stall and the west edge of the self-storage building. Parking may not block pedestrian or vehicle access to the building. Here are a couple of images. This is a picture that we took Thursday of the site. You can see striped parking along the side with the aisle width maintained. This is inside the shop. They typically store all their vehicles indoors when possible. Are there any questions?
Go ahead, you're first.
Chairman, I have a question. Which, when I look at the picture, which building is it that they're going to be in? Is it the roof, this roof structure, or the flat one?
It's the building on the west.
Okay, on the west. Okay.
So it's actually unit, I think, D. That's what they have on here. Unit B. It's this one here.
Okay.
With the van.
All right.
So it looks like the parking has all been resolved here. There are places marked and people are using them.
Right, and I've been out there a few times previously, about a month ago, and they had the stalls striped, but the parking was still diagonal, which
people were not
makes sense. So yeah. When we went this time, everything was in order to where we could.
You must have sent word ahead.
Possibly, but I visited a few times since then, and they seem to be doing okay with complying with that requirement.
What, I guess you could, well, this is on private property, but what, you know, let's say there are persistent disobedience to these lines or not following the parking lines. What kind of recourse does the city have?
The code enforcement officer could enforce that because an applicant, the Brothers Wood Pallets applicant, received that condition of approval as well. As well as the, the South Davis Fire could also go in and enforce that for safety reasons. So there's.
And so they could even be, their businesses could be closed if they persist in not using the parking spots correctly.
Yeah, that's a possibility. That's
the worst, I guess. They could have maybe fines or something like that. Something in the code so it can be enforced.
Right, and with this approval, that would be enforceable as well for this business. So,
good.
They're pretty good to work with them.
I think so. Frames. Yeah, I think so. But if it were, if it was continual, then you could.
Yeah.
It wouldn't just be complaining about it. It would be. It could actually take some action.
Right.
Okay.
Jim. In the past, there was a discussion about the front and if it was well maintained.
Mm-hmm.
And when you did your site visit on Thursday, has that been all those issues have been resolved as well?
Yeah, when we went Thursday, they hadn't landscaped the front, but they pulled all the weeds and made it look like someone's taking care of the front landscaped area. So that was in a lot better shape than previously.
There's some progress.
Yeah, there's been positive progress because it doesn't seem like we're putting a lot of pressure to change that. So are we happy with that solution?
Yeah, I think what they have meets the current code with landscaping, and that may have been just a result of that they knew we were coming for a site visit because Kurt, our code enforcement officer, has been working with the landlord, for a few months now, trying to get the property in line, and finally Thursday, everything that we had on the list was accomplished. So
in an order. Yeah, good. Okay. Further comments or questions, or can we move to a motion? Yes, I'll do it. I move that the Planning Commission approve the proposed conditional use permit for Dent Recon at 470 West 100 North, Unit B, and subject to the following condition. The parking along the east edge of the main building shall be parallel parking. That is 9 feet by 24 feet, and a 15-foot aisle width shall be maintained between the east edge of the parallel parking stall and the west edge of the self-storage building. Parking may not block pedestrian or vehicle access to the building, meaning doors and garage doors.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Discussion? Let's go to a vote. All those in favor of the motion, please so signify.
Aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Motion passes. Good enough. We have no further business on the agenda. And so, do we have a motion to
motion
adjourn?
Motion to adjourn then.
Good. We are adjourned. Thank you.
That's a record.
Yeah.
That was a burn burner.
That's so bald.
I can't spell now that I'm grieving.
OBLAD.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's the reason.
I know that, but.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Because I've had people asking. I'm like, I don't know.
I'm
good. We feel better.
I have a question. And a neighbor asked me, so what's with the water storage, the water impoundment up on Eaglewood Drive? And that's been landscaped and